Welcome back to Boating on the Hudson Radio. I'm your first mate, Randy, and in the studio with us this week, as we have once a month, a full segment with no one but the original, the one and only, Ivy from Ivy's in My Kitchen. Hi, Ivy. Welcome to the show.
I'm great, Randy. How are you?
Good, good. Things are a little different when you and I are together. A little goofier. We have some fun. So let's see. I was talking to my wife, who's my first mate on our boat, and we were talking about, for once, you know, when we stay on the boat, hey, why don't we get up in the morning and instead of like packing muffins and some iced coffee, why don't we do a full-blown breakfast at one of the grills at the marina? So we ask you, Ivy, how do we put together a good barbecue grill breakfast?
Well, let's see. I'm usually a fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants kind of girl. This is a tricky one, though. Breakfast and grilling is a little tough, but all right, well, let's see. What are your obstacles? You don't have a fire that you can control, but you do have a large enough space that you can use a fry pan.
Okay.
I would definitely think that eggs would be the easiest and the first choice because they take no time to cook and, well, they're delicious.
Right. Now, is there anything you'd have to do special to the eggs because you're doing them on a grill or not really?
Well, you'd have to be aware of the pan that you would use. I would definitely recommend a cast iron skillet because, well, they just can't kill those.
Okay.
But all I would say is that you would have to stand over it and be very aware of your flame because you have no control on the grill. But what's nice is cooking eggs on the grill will give them a smoky quality that you can't get at home, which is really, really good. As far as other things, I think that starting with something like grilled bread, I know it sounds funny, but if you take your bread, even if it's day old, it's actually better if it's day old.
Right.
Butter one side, or I'm going to tell you, of course, to put magic oil on it, and put it on the grill for a few minutes. What's great is if you put butter and jelly on it.
Oh, yeah.
It is so good. It is so good.
And the smoky flavor is actually good with
it
the jelly?
It really, really is. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but I love cooking on an open fire. I mean, well, I lived in the woods for 3 years. I've cooked a lot of things on an open fire. And there really is just an essence that you can't get at home. And that's what I love about open flame cooking. I got a great idea.
What?
Sausages.
Oh, okay. I was actually going to bring up the whole meat thing, but let's start with sausage.
Okay, well, then let's talk about meat. Meat is an excellent idea, but there's tricky boundaries. I would say things like, brown and serve.
Okay.
Sausages are great. They're fully cooked, and all you have to do is warm them through.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're easy to keep. You'd have them in the cooler for overnight.
Yeah. Nothing's going to kill those.
No. Nuclear winter could not kill those. They are in the supermarket refrigerator right next to the Scrapple.
Scrapple.
What did that tell you?
I'm a big fan of Scrapple.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I love it.
Oh, God.
We don't have to get started on Scrapple.
I have one recipe for Scrapple.
That's a recipe? Really?
There is. I swear. One of my good friends, Mark, loves Scrapple. I won't announce his last name because I'm sure it's humiliating enough. But he takes the Scrapple, he cuts a piece about a half an inch thick, puts both sides in flour, fries it in a pan in butter, and covers it in maple syrup.
Wow.
It is the most vile, disgusting, but yet delicious thing you've ever had.
That's definitely a heart attack.
You know what? You could do Spam on the boat.
You could. Sure. Why not?
You could. I think that a cast iron skillet is a good thing to have on a boat. I would say a good 8-incher.
Mm-hmm.
Because then no matter where you are, if you're on your boat, I mean, a lot of people have hibachis or the good old trusty Bunsen burner.
Right.
It's really a coverall. There's nothing that you can't do in it, and they're very easy to clean. You don't need soap and water.
Hmm. Just wipe them down with
a
paper towel?
You wipe them down with a paper towel. You want to leave a coat of fat in there.
Yeah.
And anything that's nasty, gross, and just completely fucking stuck, take salt and scrub it out with a paper towel. It works every time. So it's I think it's a very user-friendly thing to have on a boat.
Well, getting back to the sausage thing, do you recommend we cook it in the pan or cook it on the grill, like as if you were to do hot dogs?
Oh, I would definitely do it on the grill. I think if you're a person who loves your grease, well, because I do, I would do it in the pan because then you can cook the eggs in the fat.
Right, which is good.
Oh, God, so good.
What about bacon? Can you do bacon?
Bacon is tough for two reasons. For starters, it squiggles up like little nothingness in a pan like that. And you can't get that much in the pan. You're going to stand there for who the hell knows.
Right.
I don't know that I would try it. If you have heavy-duty tinfoil, you could triple-ply that and lay it on the grill. I would make sure to preheat it, obviously, first. And I would lay the bacon out in strips, just like we do one time in Boating on the Hudson. We did making bacon, and we taught people how to make bacon on a baking sheet in the oven.
Right.
So I would say that would be very similar, and I would close the lid. I couldn't tell you how long, but we're all pretty smart. We can judge by
eye. You can figure it out, yeah.
In the supermarket, there really are several good brands of fully cooked.
I agree.
Jones, I think, is the best, and Will, I just love my Jimmy Dean. So I definitely think that we're there. So far, we've got grilled bread, which is great. Eggs, which, you know, there's so many things that you can do.
Right.
And sausage meat. I think if you wanted to take it further, there are some fruits. I know this is going out a little far, but all women bring fruit on boats. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've noticed that, but we have this illusion that if we go on with fruit, we'll eat healthy and stay away from things like the hot dogs and the fried chicken. Doesn't work.
Looks good.
Yeah, right. but things like peaches, plums, pineapple, maybe it's a pea thing, go really great on the grill. Really great. And all you need is a tiny bit of oil, not magic oil for that. But really, all you need is a little bit of oil and the grill marks. Again, smoky flavor, the cooking on an open fire, really, really delicious. I would take pineapple and cut them about an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
I would take a peach or a plum and I would just cut it in half and remove the pit and lay it cut side down first.
Right, okay.
And I don't know. I think that going back to eggs for a minute.
Yeah.
There are so many different opportunities and so many things to do with eggs. And I love eggs. I mean, any of you who had the privilege of reading my column last month know how I feel about omelets. But there are a couple of things that are really easy to do. Ziploc baggie.
Right.
Again, your best friend.
Yep.
Crack your eggs into the Ziploc baggie, seal it, and squeeze the living shit out of it and just shake it up. It sounds funny,
right. But
you don't need a fork. Yep. I've actually beat them in the bag with a spoon.
Why not? Sure.
So I think that gives you a lot of options when you can scramble eggs, because with that you can do virtually anything. Omelets, scrambled, cheese eggs.
French toast. Can we do French toast? Well, I guess if we have the skillet.
Well, you can do it in the skillet, but let's try figuring it out for the grill.
Okay.
There's only one way you could pull that off.
And?
You would have to do a roll. An entire roll. You would have to soak it in the milk and the egg.
Mm-hmm.
You could then put it on the grill. But I haven't tried that, so this is my disclaimer. I take no responsibility. You guys are totally on your own.
Pancakes.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Pancakes.
Come on. That's a lot of work. All right, fine.
Well, you come down with it in a Tupperware or in a Ziploc bag.
No. Oh, you know what's great?
What's that?
Bisquick.
Oh.
You know what? You can do it.
Yeah.
When I think of pancakes, I'm thinking of all the mixing and the ingredients. The truth is, Bisquick makes a shake and serve.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
And all you need is water.
Yep.
And, well, we all have that.
That's easy.
And I can say from personal experience that chocolate chip pancakes over an open fire. Oh, my God. So, I think that's about all I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, but that's breakfast. I mean, you have a good, it certainly beats bringing down a bagel and a muffin. You know?
Oh, with that. Yeah, but you want to know something. The bagel and the muffin would be fucking awesome on a grill.
Toasted on the grill.
Toast them on the grill and then butter them.
Yeah.
I'm going to die of heart disease.
We've got a whole buffet. We're going to be serving the home arena with all this food. But, you know, once you start cooking, everyone, you know,
I was just going to say, you definitely need to bring a lot because... Oh, and bacon. Bacon will bring people running from
that smell.
Very far away. My first brother-in-law was a devout vegetarian, hadn't touched meat since childhood. He said that even at 30 years old, the smell of bacon still made him crave in the mornings.
Really?
That's some powerful juju.
That's hard to get over. I don't know anyone. I could maybe be a vegetarian as long as I could still have bacon.
Oh, on Sunday mornings. Yeah. I got to tell you, I think that's the way to start a day.
Well, Ivy, I think we did a bang-up job. We came up with some great ideas for breakfast at the marina or on the boat if you've got a grill or a propane stove. And you can certainly have a very hearty meal, and it'll bring everybody coming a running. Well, Ivy, thanks so much for being on Boating on the Hudson Radio for the big long segment this week.
Well, I'm always happy to be here. I really love talking to our Boating on the Hudson Radio listeners. Actually, I met a Boating on the Hudson listener.
You did?
I did.
Tell us.
I was raspberry picking. Okay, I'm an enormous dork. I get it. I am raspberry picking, and I turn around, and I see a guy with a bowl. So he's obviously doing the same thing that I did. And he recognized my voice.
Huh.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Were you just singing to yourself?
No. We started up a conversation. We were both picking raspberries at the same time. And he actually said to me, is your name Ivy?
Wow.
So I want to say hi to my friend Scott.
Say, a voice for radio. Ivy, before we go, we want to quickly give out your website address.
Oh, absolutely. I love all the visits to my website. I am at www.ivysinmykitchen.com. And it's I-V-E-Y-S in my kitchen.
Thanks so much, Ivy. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.